Prediction market Kalshi bans political candidates after insider trading probe. Prediction market operator Kalshi has suspended three U.S. political candidates after determining they placed bets on their own election campaigns. The enforcement action marks the most significant step so far by a regulated prediction platform to police insider activity tied to election markets. Kalshi said the candidates violated exchange rules by trading on outcomes they could directly influence, describing the conduct as political insider trading. The company imposed five-year bans on all three individuals, even though the trades involved relatively small sums. Quote, "When a trader violates our exchange rules, they will be subject to exchange discipline. Regardless of the size of a trade, political candidates who can influence a market based on whether they stay in or out of a race violate our rules." Robert Deneau, Kalshi's head of enforcement. Candidates identified in internal probe. The three individuals flagged include a Democratic state senator in Minnesota running for Congress, an independent candidate in Virginia's Senate race, and a Republican who took part in a Texas House primary. Minnesota State Senator Matthew Klein acknowledged placing a $50 wager on his own campaign, describing the move as a mistake. "That was the only wager I have ever made on a predictions market," Klein said. "This was a mistake, and I apologize." Virginia candidate Mark Moran offered a different explanation, saying his trades were intended to draw attention to what he described as broader issues within prediction markets. "I wanted to get caught," Moran said, arguing that such platforms raise wider economic and social concerns. Kalshi said the cases did not rise to the level requiring referral to federal authorities, though the company retains the option to escalate serious violations to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, or the Department of Justice. Growing scrutiny of prediction markets. The suspensions come as prediction markets continue to expand rapidly, with platforms such as Kalshi and Polymarket seeing billions of dollars in trading volume. Users can place trades on a wide range of outcomes, including elections, sports, and geopolitical events. The growth has drawn increasing attention from lawmakers across both parties, many of whom have raised concerns about the potential for insider trading and the broader impact on election integrity. Kalshi operates under rules approved by the CFTC, which oversees federally regulated prediction markets. The regulator previously attempted to ban election-related contracts but was blocked by federal courts, allowing such markets to operate ahead of the 2024 presidential election. That proposed ban was later withdrawn. Legal uncertainty remains. Despite the enforcement action, the legal framework surrounding prediction markets remains unsettled. Analysts note that traditional insider trading laws do not always apply clearly to political candidates trading on their own campaigns, as they may not be breaching a legal duty to another party. At the same time, several lawmakers have introduced legislation aimed at restricting or banning election-related contracts altogether. Critics argue that these markets could create risks around sensitive political information and public trust. States have also challenged prediction platforms, with Arizona filing criminal charges against Kalshi over allegations it operated without proper licensing. The company denies wrongdoing, and a federal judge has paused the case. Kalshi said the fines collected from the latest enforcement actions, totaling more than $7,500, are expected to be donated to a nonprofit focused on financial market education. The company's decision to suspend candidates signals a stricter approach to rule enforcement as the 2026 midterm election cycle begins, and highlights the ongoing debate over how prediction markets should operate within U.S. financial and election law.